The public portion of Monday's special meeting was pretty brief.
Mr. Mayor. Yes, Councilor Dan.
I move to offer the city manager position to Richard Undercoffer. If he declines the position, then the position is to be offered to Ken Weaver.
I'll second that.
We have a second. Motion and a second.
All seven councilors voted in favor of the motion and then went into a closed-door executive session to talk about the financial terms they would negotiate on the proposed job contract. Undercoffler and Weaver were among four finalists that the council interviewed by phone and discussed in meetings over the weekend. Councilor Dan Hickman saw practical advantage to hiring Undercoffler since he had already served as Petersburg's city manager from 1981 to 1985.
Also being very instrumental in setting up the system we currently have, I felt that it was very advantageous to us to have him back. We have a number of issues to address, and the negotiating team, the mayor and the city clerk and John Havlick will address it. And when that comes back to the council, we'll make our decision.
Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer, Councilor John Havlick, and City Clerk Kathy O'Rear will be negotiating a contract with Undercoffler this week. Dwyer worked as the city's building official back when Undercoffler was manager in the early 80s. Dwyer says he never raised his voice and was a good supervisor.
He was on top of things. He was knowledgeable, and he knew how to solve problems.
Undercoffler's tenure as city manager coincided with the first payment of the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend and a large boost in capital spending as the state shared its newfound oil wealth with local governments. Some of the improvements in Petersburg included hospital and school projects, as well as construction of the Tai Lake hydroelectric plant, which replaced diesel as Wrangell and Petersburg's source of electricity. Undercoffler was involved in negotiations that led to a long-term agreement for cheaper power rates from the new plant, which was owned by the state at the time. Since his 4 years in Petersburg, Undercoffler has served as a city manager in several communities, including Soldotna, where he had a long stay, 10 years, as that town's first city manager.
And I took an early retirement out of Soldotna at 51, and then from there we went to Payson, Arizona, which is about an hour and a half north of Phoenix, up in the mountains. And I was there for about 6+ years. And then from Payson, Arizona, we went to Mattoon, Illinois, where I was the first city administrator there, working under a commission form of government. I lasted there for 4 years, just long enough to get my vesting in the Illinois retirement plan. And then I took a job in Highland, where I'm at now, Indiana, to be their first town manager.
Undercoffler took the Highland, Indiana job in March of 2006, but he says the council members who hired him there did not get reelected, and those who did had campaigned on a pledge to eliminate the town manager position, so he resigned last month. That's when he learned that the Petersburg job had not yet been filled, and he decided to apply.
Of all the places we've lived and worked, Petersburg has a comparatively better school, quality of community life, and scenic beauty. We left a lot of good friends in Alaska, and we particularly enjoyed the authentic character of the people who reside there.
Undercoffler says he has proposed a 4-year contract with Petersburg. If the city and Undercoffler can come to an agreement, the city council will still need to approve the terms with a formal vote in a public meeting. If it doesn't work out with Undercoffler, Mayor Dwyer says they will bring Ken Weaver to town before negotiating a contract.
If we get serious about him, we'll fly him up and let him look the place over and re-interview him. Listen to his proposal, and we'll give one back. But we're not just sending tickets out to people who are interested in working here unless we're interested in hiring them.
While he is the second choice at this point, the council is definitely interested in Weaver. Weaver's resume cites 26 years of experience as a city or county manager in various locations. Dwyer says the council initially had some concerns about Weaver's resume, which only listed job experience back to 1998, but Dwyer says they were impressed after talking to him.
Well, he knows what he's doing. He's got a darn good record. His resume was kind of lousy, at first, because it wasn't complete. After talking to him, we discovered he has all this experience with municipalities and boroughs and all this stuff. And he's very articulate, knowledgeable. He has a sense of humor. And you need that in this town, I think. And he just sounded right.
Most recently, Weaver spent 2 years as city manager of Eunice, New Mexico. Prior to that, he worked as a Singular Wireless customer representative for 2 years. He was borough manager of Greenville, Pennsylvania for a year before that and spent a year and a half as administrator of Lewisburg, West Virginia. From 1998 to 2000, he was a certification manager for the Corrections Corporation of America. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.